from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Doug Karsh, Gator out today, 248-539-9797. Starting to feel more and more like football season. It's game week in college football. Michigan State playing Friday, Michigan playing Saturday. There'll be quite a few interesting games on Thursday night. And quite frankly, I watched two great games on Saturday. Georgia Tech's victory over Florida State was wild. And then Montana State coming from way down to beat New Mexico. An FCS team beating an FBS team. I enjoyed the hell out of that one, too.
Sounds like you have a gambling problem, Doug.
No, I wouldn't call it that. It's not a problem no, when you win.
I know you, and you're just a huge college football fan, so it's totally different.
Yeah. Now, did I have a dollar on Georgia Tech? Maybe. Did I have a dollar? Did I have a dollar on Montana State? Now, they didn't cover.
No, that's where I'm at. That's what I'm talking about.
So they didn't cover, but as that game was going on and they went from a favorite to getting points, that's when the dollar went down, was the in-game betting. I'm like, I'll take the points. Sure enough, they came back and won the game. But I should have put it on the money line when they were down big.
You love Montana, though. You know this.
Yeah, I do. It was funny because I was trying to figure out.
The whole state you love.
Yeah, and my plan, you know, is to move out there someday. And it's a great plan, but it has, you know, it's probably not particularly realistic or going to happen. But I'm like, you know, my wife's like, oh, I'm down with it, but maybe we should rent for 6 months first. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably smart. But I'm like, am I going to be a Montana fan or a Montana State fan? And I'll just say this. I was looking at all their gear and trying to see if one of them has a better hat or a better logo.
I like this. Based on gear.
Based on gear alone. And I finally found something that I absolutely love. I've purchased it. I will wear it to work someday this week. And it was the determiner of whether or not I'm going to be a Montana or Montana State fan. So I'll wear it some time and you can check it out.
Wow. The tease for the wardrobe.
I know. Isn't
Doug.
That weird?
Not for you.
No, it's not. All right. Feedback coming in. Josiah from Lake Orion says, my champ is Mac Jones with a 108 QB rating and a terrible O-line. My chump. Yeah. Trey Lance. My goodness.
5 interceptions.
Yeah, but he accounted for over 400 yards. It's one of the funniest. They just gave him the game. They just said, here, this is your game. You get all the snaps. And he goes 31 for 43 for 323 yards, 11 carries, 90 yards, touchdown running, touchdown passing, and 5 picks.
Wouldn't it have been like amazing? Like he led the game in passing yards. Yep. He led the game in rushing yards. And he led the game in tackles. like if he was able to tackle all those five interceptions.
Well, one of his wide receivers had two tackles. But. My champ is the Tigers, having a great weekend, taking 3 from the White Sox to climb back to 1 game under .500. My chump is FSU. That's from Robbie at work. So this Tiger team is really doing their best and creating interest in a season that's just about dead as far as playoffs are concerned. We'll say this. Got a notification over the weekend. And you tell me what this means to you. An AL wild card graphic had the Tigers on it. The Tigers were listed. Now, I don't know what network had it. I just saw the Tigers on the graphic for an AL wild card chase. I should probably have some follow-up questions and find out. But AL wild card graphic. Tigers were there. And I think they're seven and a half games out of the last wild card spot. It would be one of the most stunning developments ever if they even crept it within a few games of the wild card. And I'm not expecting it. But I do like watching these lineups that they're putting out there because it's everything that we heard was in the system. It's Cole Keith, it's Jace Young, it's Parker Meadows, it's Riley Green. It's a chance to see the next wave of Tigers. And they become, you know, I can get on board with why I watch more late season Tiger baseball than I ever thought I would. It's Dylan Dingler, it's Trey Sweeney, and they're going to sink or swim. Some of them are going to sink. But like Parker Meadows is hitting .343 with a .390 on base and a .943 OPS since his return from injury in August. Spencer Torkelson is hitting .290 with a .371 on base and an .888 OPS. Kerry Carpenter, since he's come back, still hitting. I mean, they just do enough to justify a big offseason move or two. Please. Please. So they can go next level with this group.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.